I am a poor maiden, lives in great distress. I am sorely tormented, now I do confess. To see so many are married, and I lie alone, that I have so long tarried, and still can get none. I am ready to fret myself out of my wit, to see so many have husbands, and I am made yet, which makes me to fret and to grieve and to make moan, to see so many get husbands, and I can get none. I shall be undone if some course be not ta'en. I am so much troubled with lying alone. To lie in my bed and to toss as I do, it will kill any maid, and the truth it is so. I tumble, I pull, and I haul, and I tear, when I think of a husband, but I am never the near, which makes me to fret and to grieve and to make moan, to see so many get husbands, and I can get none. When I see a young woman to give a young child the breast, I am mightily vexed and sorely oppressed, because I can't have the comfort of a man. I am ready to go mad, let me do what I can. My maidenhead louds me so sore, I do say, I am in great danger, I shall go astray, which makes me to fret and to grieve and to make moan, to see so many get husbands and I can get none. When I am a-making the beds, oh, then I do swear, I could wish that some pretty young man I had there, that would humor my fancy to give me content, that I might be married, I am so fully bent. For never poor maiden had more need of a cure, to lie with a husband, oh, that would be pure. But still I do fret to grieve and make moan, to see so many get husbands, and I can get none. There is now little pity in young men, I find, that a maiden should prove them to be so unkind. To see other maidens that now are wed, what comfort they have when with husbands they're sped. While I do lie gnawing the sheets all the night, to think of the comfort I'd have if I might, which makes me to fret, to grieve, and make moan, to see so many get husbands, and I can get none. Of all maidens in London, my luck is the worst, that I cannot get married, sore I am crossed. And so many young men that in London there be, and never a one do accept now of me. I think I was born in the arse of the moon, that never a one will take me in my bloom, which makes me to fret and to cry I'm undone, to see so many get husbands and I can get none. My longing will kill me, I greatly do fear, if I be not married before the next year. Therefore, if some young man will take pity on me, and to ease all my grief and my great misery, then I should be eased and clear out of sorrow, though to have a husband of my own that I need not to borrow. But yet I do fret and grieve and make moan, to see so many get husbands, and I can get none. There was never no maiden so sorely oppressed, for want of a husband I take little rest. And yet there is no young man that comes on this way that I can have his favor with me for to stay. I fear I speak glad for to mourn all my life. Neither rich man nor poor man will make his wife, which makes me to fret and grieve and make moan to see so many get husbands and I can get none. And now I have told the best part of my mind. I shall die a maiden. Young men are so unkind. It does kill my heart that it's ready to break when I see so many young men to walk in the streets. And never a one will take me to be married, that I fear all the days of my life I must tarry. I have the worst luck now to lie all alone, to see so many get husbands and I can get none.